Well, we saw there in Exodus something of the work of God in delivering and redeeming his people. And we read in chapter 14 of Exodus, we read there that having escaped from Egypt, they come to something of a difficulty. Exodus 14, and reading at verse 13, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever." Well, with high hopes they set off. Egypt was behind them, and Canaan was before them. But of course, difficulties quickly presented themselves in the way. I want to direct you to two things we have in these verses, and I'll deal with one of them just now. It was a time for standing still. Stand still, says Moses, and see the salvation of the Lord. They were going to be taught once more that their redemption was not down to themselves. They had seen that in Egypt, but they needed to learn the lesson again and again, and so do we. They owed nothing at all to themselves and to their own efforts. And child of God, you must learn the same lesson again and again. You must also stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He brought you to stand still initially, did he not? Perhaps you were very busy. Perhaps even busy in religious things, trying to secure your own salvation. You were going to make your own way to Canaan, and the glory would be yours. But he brought you to a place where you had to stand still, where you saw that all your diligence and all your activity would avail you nothing. What did you have for it all? Did you add to your stature one cubit? No, friend, you did not. But you were brought to a place where you stood still, where you ceased your doing, and you came to realize on his doing, and his activity, and his work, in and on your behalf. And that's what you're remembering today. You're reflecting on the fact that in his grace he made you stand still. He brought you to a halt, and he focused your eyes upon himself. What could Israel do as they were there at that moment? Could they dry up the Red Sea? Could they level the mountains? Could they defeat the Egyptians? It was all impossible. And so it was impossible for you. No more could you than they make any progress. They're brought to a halt, and they're going to see the salvation of God. And you were brought to a halt, and what did you see? The salvation of God. The Lord brought you to that place where you rested on him, and he opened up a way for you. He opened up a path that you couldn't see, that you couldn't have imagined, that you could certainly never have made. For he is the way, the truth, and the life, is he not? A way in which you passed from death to life. They were staring at death in the face. But they passed from death to life. And all praise was to God. And then on the other side we read of them, looking back. They're singing the song of Moses. And we see the church looking back. And today you're looking back. And it's the song of Moses and of the Lamb. The song and praise of the one who redeemed you, who delivered you, who made a path, and who wrought miraculously on your behalf. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. This world doesn't give us much time to stand still. But he's given us a sacrament. And he said, you come to the table and you stand still. And you see the salvation of the Lord. You ponder what he has done. You remember what he has done. And you see and reflect and acknowledge that it is all of grace.